This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.
Dave Hill's podcasting incident on FUBAR Radio.
Welcome to Dave Hill's podcasting incident with me, Dave Hill, the pride of Cleveland and beyond. I once got a free pepperoni stick at a rest stop in Tallahassee once. I mean, I did have to work for it, I guess, in my own way. I don't want to get into it. Anyway, thank you so much for joining me once again for Dave Hill's podcasting incident. America's foremost podcast involving me sitting here with my dog. Usually, I am joined by either my partner in crime, Chris Gersbeck, or a lovely guest, which we have some lined up and we'll be bringing them back shortly. But Chris and I have been enjoying the one-on-one mayhem, really getting in each other's heads and stuff, and really asking the tough questions. And I've been getting some nice listener feedback from people who say they also enjoy it. Today, though, it's just me, and this is a, I guess, truncated episode. I know you're calling bullshit on our... even Lucy's whining in the background about it. She's looking. She's like, are you kidding me? But, Lucy, come on. I'm trying to podcast. Go get your ball. Come on. Come on, this is really cutting into podcasting. But I am in the process of recording the audiobook for my forthcoming new book, Parking the Moose, which is available for pre-order, as I've mentioned. It comes out October 8th, but please pre-order it now in whatever format you so desire. It'll help me finally get on one of those bestseller lists, if only for a week. You know, and I'm getting up there. I'm not going to live forever. I would just be nice to be on a bestseller list once so I could be, you know, show up at a family reunion or a high school reunion. Be like, yeah, best-selling author. Just once. I've written a couple books. It hasn't happened so far. That's fine. But anyway, this new book, Parking the Moose, I feel like this is the one. It might be my last book. I don't know. Do I want to go through the hell of sitting there and writing a bazillion words again? Only to find have it not... be deemed one of the greatest books of all time. I mean, sure, some people say my books are some of the greatest of all time, but not enough. Anyway, but yeah, so I've been doing the audiobook this week, and it's a painstaking process. And by painstaking, I mean absolutely horrible. No, I have to sit in it. It's not unlike right now, really, except... right now, I'm sitting in my my palatial apartment in New York City, and the audiobook I do, I've been doing it in Hell's Kitchen at an audio place. There's probably a cooler name for it than that, and they make it as nice as possible. The problem is I have to sit there in a little vocal booth and try to read my own writing. And, gosh, that's hard. I pity the reader. No, I mean, these are American literary classics, of course. But it's just, stumbling over words. Like, last week I was doing it in the word regretfully, which I pronounced reasonably well just now. I could not read it and say it out loud for the life of me. I was going, it was very hard. I eventually got it. They were able to, like, take five takes of it and sort of edit it together into one thing. But yeah, it's been... Lucy, come on, podcast. It's been a super time-consuming thing that takes all day, every day for the last couple of weeks. Because this new book, Parking the Moose, which you can pre-order now, and I'm begging you, is it's about 40 to 50,000 words Wait, let me get him in. About 40,000. I don't know. Maybe 30. Who knows? But it's, my point is, it's much longer than my previous books. By about 40,000 words. And as a result, it's taking me much longer to read it out loud. And all by way of saying, which is why this week, I'm just doing a mini, basically just making excuses and telling you why this week's episode is just a quick me checking in, saying hello, and then I've got to get up there and get back to it, whether the world needs it or not. I'd like to think they do. And getting all their business out of the way. Thank you to the new people who have signed up for the Patreon, patreon.com/Dave Hill. Please, if you want us to keep doing this, and I promise this will be the, I'm not going to make a habit of these, me just sitting here alone talking episodes. It's just, there's just been no time. I'm around the clock doing this audiobook, and I wasn't able to schedule getting with Chris to do this properly for the masses, the global audience, the people of Ireland and beyond. And so I'm just sitting here talking. But thank you, patreon.com people. And if you can support us there, please do. And we'll never let this happen again. And please rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you get incredible podcasts. Oh, gosh, what else? 4th of July is coming up. I'm going to go back to scenic northeastern Ohio with my sweet Lucy. We're going to play in the water. It's going to be nice. I might whip my shirt off. I don't even know. And then I go to Europe for some shows. I'm doing two shows in London, July 12th and 13th. July 14th, I'm in Krakow. That's in Poland. And I'm told I'm not pronouncing Krakow properly. If, you know, so there. And then what happens, Dave? Then, from Krakow, I move on to two shows in Budapest. That's in Hungary. Just found out myself. The 16th and 17th at Brodyland Studios. Actually, one of those shows is going to be a full show, and that's on the 17th. And the 16th, I'm just sort of popping my head in and doing a short set with some other folks. So, if you're in any of those places, and really, why wouldn't you be, come on down. And then I'll be back over in Scotland and other, all sorts of other things. And I'm going to miss my sweet Lucy. And I will keep podcasting, that you can't stop me from potting it up. Anyway, before I go, though, and let you get on with your, I bet what'll happen is I'll just keep talking, right? And then what'll have happened is I will have made this episode longer than every other episode, basically. I don't think that's what'll really happen. But my point is, I didn't want to just totally leave you with none of the majesty and pageantry that that is normally delivered here. So I thought I would do a little crime blotter for you. So Lucy's lying down on her side right now. She's like she's strapping herself in. Chris, can you I'm gonna ask you to throw the crime blotter music on, because this is the crime blotter wherein we take a look at some of America's lesser crimes, which just so happen to have taken place in, yes, northeastern Ohio, where I am from. And I'm going Sunday. Oh, by the way, not to brag, speaking of northeastern Ohio, but I will be back. I'll be at Earthquaker Day in Akron, Ohio, August 3rd. So come to that, too. I should probably just say all the dates I'm doing in a organized fashion and not just throw them out all willy-nilly. So you have to grab them like candies being thrown from a float at a parade or something. I'm not saying my shows are as good as candy. Some nights, sure. They approximates a Zagnut, maybe. Anyway, let's do it. The crime blotter. And also the thing is, I haven't vetted these ahead of time. I usually do, Did I have picked them out ahead of time? Sure. But as we've learned, Chris and I, a lot of times you get to the end of it and you're like, oh, that's a little too crimey for the crime blotter. You know, we like to keep things light. Anyway, I'm going to try this one out, see where it gets me. Chris may have to edit it out. We'll find out. Naked woman alerts officers to her apartment. I'm listening. This is from the Richmond Heights police blotter. Richmond Heights, Dave, isn't that a couple towns over from University Heights where you grew up? Yeah, it is. Didn't think it could happen there. Disturbance, Whiteway Drive. Officers responded to the Loganberry Apartments June 20th for a report of a naked woman hanging out a third story window. It was reported the woman was going to jump, but officers spoke with two women in the apartment and confirmed the incident started after an argument, and the woman, 20, had no suicidal intentions. So, the takeaway, sure there was an argument, but then a woman just ended up hanging out the window naked and decided to... Wait, is this the same? Oh, there's another case. This is a different case. Anyway, I'm going to say this is an open case, because we don't know what else happened. But it sounds like she was fine. I wouldn't make light of it if she were suicidal. It sounds like she was just getting a little fresh air. Let's keep moving. Or Chris, you can edit that out if you decide. I leave it up to you. Man forgets he lent car to a friend after drinking too much. Reports it stolen. This is from the South Euclid police blotter. South Euclid? Dave, that's right next to University Heights, where you grew up. You bet your ass it is. And this case, we've all been there. Theft of vehicle, McFarland Road. A resident at 6:45 a.m. June 20th. A resident reported at 6:45 a.m. June 20th. That's like a week ago. That his vehicle had been stolen from his driveway overnight. About 4 hours later, officers returned to his home to find his vehicle and all its contents had been returned to him. The man, 37, said he had been drinking alcohol the previous evening and forgot he loaned his vehicle to a friend. He asked for no further assistance. Well, that had a happy ending. All right. I'm going to close that case. I don't think I've ever done quite that, but I've done... My thing, a lot of times I come home, and even after a couple drinks, I don't trust my ability to have basic motor skills. And what I do, I'll come home, like, maybe I've had a show, or I've been out with my computer or my laptop or a guitar, and then I wake up in the middle of the night paranoid that maybe I forgot them where I was at dinner or a show or whatever, and I wake up and keep checking that I did indeed bring them home. Probably shouldn't let you in on the inner workings of my brain and paranoia like that, but one time I did actually leave a guitar at a club, and it scarred me, and here we are. So this one, gosh. Once and future felon nabbed first for no seatbelt. That'll teach you a lesson. Orange police blotter. Orange, Ohio, it's a lovely hamlet. No seatbelt, improper place, improper handling of a... Okay, gets dark. And of a firearm in a motor vehicle, having weapons under disability. It goes on. Warrant, auto towed, orange place. When an officer noticed a couple driving past in a Ford Taurus without wearing their seatbelts, on June 23rd, shortly after midnight, their license plates came back as belonging on a Chevy. Ooh, you've got my attention. The registration check also showed that the driver, a Cleveland man, 19, had an outstanding felony warrant out of Cleveland for burglary with forced entry, as well as violent tendencies, warning attached due to his prior arrest for... What? Warning attached due to prior arrest for murder and breaking and entering? Excuse me? Under the passenger seat, police found a Glock 19 handgun, loaded with 16 rounds, of course. And in the trunk, a 9mm 50-round drum. This guy's a real piece of work. The driver said they were both his, adding that the gun may have been stolen due to how cheap it was, bought off the street in Cleveland. Price to move at $250. This guy, all sorts of bad stuff. But the lesson learned, what is it? Always wear your seatbelt. He would have been fine had he not done that. I mean, probably not, but, you know, at least that night. Ooh-wee. Let's do a couple more, and then I gotta get up there and audiobook the heck out of that audiobook. Scenes of Elmer Fudd acted out by man with rifle. Bainbridge Township police blotter. My buddy Pat used to live in Bainbridge. Beautiful, woodsy, pastoral. Great place to raise a family. You can go run with your dog in a field, see some deer. What? Somebody going horseback riding? That's Bainbridge Township. Suspicious. English Drive. After seeing his neighbor running around with a rifle, shooting at quote-unquote stuff, a man called police 10:07 a.m. June 19th with concerns about safety in the neighborhood. Officers arrived and declared the man was safely shooting skunks in his yard with a 22 caliber firearm. I don't like this story at all. We'll keep it. I do like that it was described as scenes. I don't know if it's the police reporter describing it as scenes of Elmer Fudd, or if it's the police or the people that called. I like to think it goes straight to the top. But I don't like that he's shooting skunks. Why would you do that? Come on. Let him live. I like skunks. Just keep your dog away from him. You'll be fine. Oh, boy. Excuse me. Edit that out. Or don't. Let him know what a... This is... Okay, let's end on this one. This is strong. Last crime for today. Lucy's lying back down. She's the sweetest sweetie. Did I mention that? Prowler on rooftop was likely a bear or very, very large raccoon. Russell Township police blotter. Russell Township is an idyllic... It's not far from Bainbridge, if I'm honest. Not exactly. I don't know. I don't really know exactly how close they are. I think they're close. But it's beautiful. Whenever anyone would tell me they lived in Russell Township, I was like, oh, that's the sweet life. Russell Township, Ohio. Suspicious. County Line Road. After hearing someone or something walk on the roof of her home, 1:23 a.m., June 19th, a woman called police. The responding officer saw a large, dark animal, possibly a small black bear or a very, and this is quote-unquote, very, very large raccoon, jump down and run into the woods. He noted that large trees surrounded the home with branches that overhang the roof. I don't know why you would call the police if you saw a bear or a very, very large raccoon jump down and run into the woods. Would you, I mean, they're just going home, and you live in Russell Township, which is like, there's bears and raccoons. All by way of saying, get your shit together, lady. I don't know. I think that would be pretty cool. I would have pulled up a chair and said, I'm strapping myself in for this. That's pretty sweet. Anyway... I've got to, I'm sorry, this is what I like to call a helmet and sweats episode. Just getting out there, tossing the podcasting pigskin around, as it were. And now I'm sorry, I have to go do this audiobook, but hopefully, the delight of that will come back to you tenfold when you hear the audiobook for my new book, Parking the Moose, which you should pre-order now. It's available in hardcover, Kindle, iPad, whatever version that they make books in. It's available. Not in paperback yet. That'll be later. Because the classy hardcover comes out first, and I show it to my dad, and he's like, you did good, son. I'm buying dinner tonight. Don't go crazy. That's pretty much how it goes down. That's how we make it work. Please do your best to hang on to most of your fingers this July 4th holiday, if you're in America. And, we have listeners all over the world, which is tickles me, beyond belief. I love the idea that someone is, across the world listening to my dulcet, probably a bit dehydrated tones, because I should have had some water before I did this. Anyway, Lucy is lying down. She's like, Dave's not throwing the ball to me. I guess I'll take a nap and hit him up when he's done podcasting. She's a sweet baby girl, and so are you for listening. You're not a sweet baby girl, you're just a sweet sweetie. Lucy's the sweetest sweetie, though. Anyway, I'm off my meds, clearly. Note to self. We'll be back next week with a properly vetted episode in which I'm not left to my own devices. And I'm sorry. Hopefully this at least gave you some good times, right? I hope so. Saturday night, if you're in New York City, St. Vitus, which Taint is playing, I encourage you strongly to come and be a part of the Taint Majesty. And lots of other shows coming up. I'll keep you abreast. And thank you for listening. And thank you for understanding that this is not the high octane normal version, but sort of, a podcast incidita in Spanish. God, what's wrong with me? That might be right, though. I don't know. All right. Thank you. Until next time, stay street, stay hydrated, get tested. I've been Dave Hill. There's sweet Lucy, not 10 feet from me, just putting up with my bullshit. Let's drive this home. Until next time, thank you. Thank you, thank you. And, of course, I'm going to beg you to support us on Patreon, even though, what? This is what you're paying for? I promise I'll make it up to you next week. I love you. You know, within reason. Okay, sign off already, Dave. Gosh. All right, Chris, throw some action music here. Bye-bye. I'm gone.
You've been listening to a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.